Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She and her fiancé, Chandler Powell, got married in the Australia Zoo, where they just happened to live. Bindi's mom, Terry, helped her to get ready, and her brother, Robert, walked her down the aisle, and they lit a candle for their dad. They weren't the only ones there, though. There was also a camera crew. The wedding will air as a special on Animal Planet. I might just look in on that.
I'd watch that.
She was a cutie pie. What a cute family. Little kid she was.
And I love the fact that they live at the zoo, and, you know, they really do have the nicest cage.
Never mind.
That is an immemorial picture for Mel Blanc, the voice of all the Warner Brothers characters.
Is it autographed?
No, it's not, because he was dead. It says Mel Blanc, 1908 to 1989. Remember what I've always said. I felt sorry for the man who had the virus until I met the man who had no arm.
Lady, I think.
Whatever.
Hard to tell. It is.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Bob Eubanks, and it's time for the newlywed game. In studio with us right now are Oscar and Shannon, the oh-so-happy couple. Look at Shannon. What are you doing to her? She doesn't look happy.
No.
She does not look happy. What are you doing to her?
We're fine. Life is good.
I'm just trying to stay still for Maddie and the camera.
Yeah.
I don't want to fidget and be like...
All over the place.
You are a fidgeter. Now,
I am
how
a fidgeter.
Long have you guys been married?
3 years?
Almost 3 years.
Yeah, almost
Do they qualify as newlyweds still for 3 years?
For me, they do. They'll always
be
newlyweds.
We don't have a stove. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. It's time for the newlywed game. And now, from Washington, D.C., let's bring in the Zabaliosis. So, Oscar, you said that you... You put a request in that you wanted to bring Shannon in for the opening of the show, and we certainly have had Carla and my son visit and family members. And by the way, Carrie's home now, right?
No, she's got her babysitting gig that she's been doing because of the telework.
All right, I'm beginning to get worried now.
Yeah,
you don't have
she
her
buried
like,
in a basement somewhere.
You don't have her like in the crawl space, do you? I mean, really?
I didn't say
she's
where she was
home.
Babysitting. No, she leaves in the morning at 9 and gets home at dinner time. She's babysitting for Max.
What happens if there's going to be a shelter in place?
If the shelter
in Northern
place,
Virginia,
then she will not babysit anymore. But until then, she's taking care of this young man who we've got a good relationship with the family. He's a special kid, and it's kind of a big deal if a different person babysits for him. So we have to sort of keep that a consistency in his life.
Mm. All right,
Was she always babysitting for him? A very nice kid, or a special needs kid?
He's on the spectrum a little bit. So
okay, all right, that's cool.
She's babysat for him for a long time. Normally it was an after school thing, but with no school, now it's an all day thing.
That's sweet. And she could possibly teach him too. That's nice.
I think I need
somebody to babysit my hair is what
Mike,
I need.
Mike, you look beautiful. I have been doing my best to stifle the compliments, but you really look great. Mike, I want you to take this in the spirit in which it's offered. What? Your haircut looks like a punchline. It's not great.
Well, it's thin. It's thin. It's just I'm losing it.
God, Mike, I wish I had your hair. But it's the fact that you've got like a swoop up front.
The day is a Facebook Live or YouTube day for sure. Yeah.
Actually, can you put your headphones like behind your head so you can really, you know, like manipulate your hair? How high does it go?
Excuse me, Shannon. I didn't mean to burp. I had a Diet Coke.
Brush it the other way because you've got enough.
No, I can't go that way. If I go that way, then it'll be like this.
Well, that's fun. I like that.
See,
you look like Bizarro Mike.
Hey, Carla, can you get me a brush?
You've got bangs now. This is crazy.
Yeah, you look like George Clooney.
Did you get a haircut?
No.
Oh,
we're all growing our hairs, Shannon. Yeah. We can't get our hair cut.
I can.
Well, Rob does. Because
thank you, Harry's.
Oh, Carl, I know you're working out. Can you get my brush?
Yeah. Can you do some lifts with a brush? Can you lift a brush and bring it in here?
There you go. Look at that.
You know what, Mike?
That's
actually,
a lot
you know,
of hair. That's actually a lot of coverage.
Do you know what your hair suggests to me right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing, probably. Say, I have found the formula. I've come up with the vaccine for coronavirus.
And this is great.
No, Mike, your hair suggests a young Oliver Hardy right now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, the fat guy, Laurel and
no,
Hardy.
No, no. Well, no. I mean, right, we take turns being Stan and Ollie. Today you get to be Ollie. I'll be Stan. Although with your hair up, it looks like Stan Laurel.
Well, you can do both. Go straight back with it, but it's right. Like it's a mess.
Are you comfortable letting Carla cut your hair?
No, I was until she talked about it last night, and she started laughing. She says, "I want to use scissors." I said, "You really should use clippers." She said, "With it," and she gets this gleam in her eye and says, "No, I'd like to use scissors." And I'm like, "All right, we're done with this.
Oh boy,
we're done with this discussion. It's not going to happen." But that's not. Let's not talk about me.
Norman?
Let's talk about these two kids. We have yes. Shannon Zeballos in studio,
yes.
Who is the wife of Oscar, very very a fan favorite on the Mike O'Mara show.
White woman
behind the scenes. What?
For those that are listening. They don't know.
Did you say a white woman?
A white woman, yeah.
Just white woman. Well, I mean, no one's going to get away from the horde.
Giving descriptors.
You got to get away from the horde and those yeah. rednecks descriptors. That you broadcast to every week.
I'm
Latino.
Yeah, I'm a white man, but yes. I don't know that it needs to be stated that way
that
at
term,
that time.
By
yeah.
the way, white woman and white man is used very loosely, occasionally, in the golfing world when you hear white man
world.
Or something
that
like
world.
That. You know, you're the prettiest white man I've ever seen.
Oh,
that type of
that.
Thing.
No,
you know
no.
what I mean?
It's
I
also used, Mike, in when they describe murders. On television.
It was a white man.
It was a white woman. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I have a TV reco today? Not a big, it's not like I'm new to the party and I'm
right.
giving somebody something obscure, but I'll talk about
is
it later.
Is it Animal yeah. House or is it the Blues Brothers? Where they're like, where are the white women at? Which one is
where, it? Well, you've got, here you go. With it, the racial content of Animal House would not be aired today.
Mm,
you would not be able to put that content in there. And
but what he's referring is actually Blazing Saddles.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. The drop
because
that
had a lot
play?
Of racial content in it, too.
I have played it. Yeah, I don't think it would be appropriate to play
no,
in
no,
this
no.
current climate.
But,
yeah.
Is it where the white women at? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen
yeah.
Blazing Saddles.
What happened? The setup is there's a line of bad people that Hedley Lamarr, played by Harvey Korman, is trying to get a posse together to take
Hedley
over the
Lamarr.
Town. Try yes. to take over the town of Rock Ridge, and they want to infiltrate this group. So there's KKK guys in the line, and Gene Wilder takes
Mel
Cleavon
Brooks
Little.
Is a genius, man. Man, he really makes me laugh just at the setup.
For one thing, you got to know that on the back of the KKK robes, there's a smiley face and it says, "Have a nice day." That's just a throwaway joke.
Mel Brooks was so good with that stuff.
They want to
really
get
was.
Into the line. So Cleavon Little is pulled out from behind a rock by Gene Wilder, who says, "Oh, boys, look what I have here." And Cleavon Little says, "Where the white women at?"
Oh,
and
okay.
then the KKK guys run over and they beat them up and steal their robes so they can infiltrate the line. But that's the basis of the joke.
You're just I think I enjoy your description of scenes in Blazing Saddles more than I enjoy Blazing Saddles.
I've
really
seen
do.
The movie.
Shannon,
seen it a few times.
Do you know what Blazing Saddles is?
No.
Okay.
But
she
I know
might
the line.
Like it. It's a pretty silly fun
it's very silly.
Romp. It's and it holds up pretty well. Well, how does it? You're the expert. Does it hold up?
I think
well, I'm not
it
that
is,
big a fan, to be honest.
I think it is Mel's funniest movie. It's not his best movie,
right?
But it's his funniest movie. And also, I think that people are really eager to distance themselves from it because of the racial content. But if you really give it a chance, it is one of the first really anti-racist movies ever made, and it makes a very strong statement against racism using jokes and some pretty coarse language. But if you can get past that,
more so than most films ever made.
Yeah, yeah. I
right?
mean, it's
with
like
the N-word and things.
It's
like
Quentin
that,
Tarantino.
Right?
Harsh.
Yeah, but Quentin Tarantino gets off on using the N-word. I've always thought
yeah,
that.
But
that's
I do
my
think,
opinion of Quentin Tarantino.
I think that. If you were to give it a fair chance, you would realize that it is one of the boldest statements against racism that was made, especially at that time, because it's over 40 years ago. It's 1973.
I'll have to take a peek. I'll have to take a peek, but that is not occupying my cinema today. We will get to that. What I want to get to right now is Oscar has invited Shannon into the studio, and you said, did you want her to come in?
No, she wanted to come in. How did that work? She desperately wanted to be on air, and she was doing so by
I love that.
By doing what we all have done when we were younger and around broadcasters, and I use that term lightly, is when you hover around the studio and you know that someone's about to go live, you know, or essentially on air, mm-hmm. and she's still here. I'm like, all right, she just needs a good 10 minutes of some other human
interaction. So Shannon, is what he's saying true? Do you have a desire to pop in and sit in for a little bit today?
Well, I don't want to be, it's not that I want to be on the show, but he's right that I was definitely hovering, but yeah. I think it's more so because there are humans around.
Yes, there are people.
It needs to be said.
So it's just you're going a little squirrely with the isolation,
I think
right?
So.
Is that what
That's
it is?
That's the only reason why I can think I'll be hovering.
A lot of FaceTime with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shannon's one of the three of the skeleton crew at Podcast Village right now. I mean, they've got to be going
Essential
crazy.
Essential crew.
You, mm-hmm. Madeline, and Shannon, right? That's pretty much it?
Shannon gets to work from home for the majority of time unless we're at the M Street studio. Yeah, you know, 50-50.
50-50. It's a lie.
All right, hold on. Don't blow by that. I understand he conjures. I mean, he makes up reality about me all the time, too. So you're down at M Street, aren't you, doing some work down there, too? And you're up here doing work for shows as well, and right? It's not 50% of the time. You're not homebound half the time, half your day.
No. And he dragged me in here today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, why did he drag you in here?
I said,
today?
Mike,
he said
if
it
I'm
would
working,
be good for morale.
You're working. That's what I said.
Who's morale?
Yeah, well, maybe it's his.
Mine and Maddie's, where it's not just two, just people sitting in boxes. This is the only person I can get close to outside of Santos, and he's on a program.
So you guys do have your super small home, and I would imagine that gets a. You know,
is it possible to socially distance in your home, or do the walls prevent it?
No,
it's. I was
staring at my house today as I was waiting for Shannon to pick up Santos, coming back from M. By the way, this morning, big win for the Podcast Village team, Mike. We actually went live, no problems to the world.
Oh, so good. With ESPN down there?
Yes,
all right, very good. You know, that's why we're taping a little late. For those of you who don't know, Oscar...
Trying to keep the lights on here.
We had to accommodate Oscar to do that because ESPN's a big client of ours at Podcast Village, so that's why we're taping late today. My question is, with you guys... first of all, to get a background, I want to get the protocols that we're all at different parts of the country, really under the guise of our governors, our mayors, our city councils. And what are the protocols right now? Because they change daily. What are the protocols in DC?
As of 10 p.m. last night, so all non-essential businesses close. We are, for whatever reason, fortunate or unfortunate enough that we fall within essential business class, which is media, and we also facilitate all our telework, which is you two and a handful of our editors from home, and we run productions remotely. So if you can facilitate the remote work and that's crucial to your infrastructure, then that's part of the essential business. So
do they ask you about that?
Employees, at least.
Did the city ask you about that? Did they say, like, hey, have you made arrangements? Have you done all you can do? And is that, like, something in your plus column, the fact that we've made arrangements?
Yes, okay. On top of, outside of the outlier of technically being a media company.
Right, right.
By the way, as far in Leesburg, Virginia, what is the status out there right now?
Right now, it is awfully quiet. Everything is closed. They're still doing restaurants that are doing pickup. They've not shut down the restaurants, but you can still do drive-through and pickup, but nobody's dining in. It's been very, very inward. There's nobody.
It's a ghost town out there.
It is a ghost town. It's scary. There's
but not at, a there's, formal shelter in place in
no.
Northern Virginia.
Not yet.
Right now.
Nothing formal. But I think that there was a cooler, rainy day yesterday, so I didn't see any kids playing outside. I have seen some of that, which bothers me a little bit. I'm not sure that the parents are really keeping in mind that I know that we're staying apart, but you shouldn't let your kids play together with other kids. I've seen some of that, which
we've fended off one of our neighbors down here. Super nice kid, nice family. They've asked and asked. They don't, perceive it the same way we do. And we've said no on two separate occasions. They get it now. You got to be honest with people. You got to be, right up front with them. We have been sequestered in this house. I've probably been as long as almost anybody.
8 days, 9 days.
On the shows, about 8 or 9 days that I've been in here. As far as where I live, Lee County, Florida, where I am, we are We're pretty close to some of the bad areas now with, I think, 53 cases, something like that, and only three deaths, which is good, as much as you say three deaths is good. But they had, I believe, a city council meeting last night to discuss whether there was going to be a shelter-in-place order for the county for, you know, non-essential businesses to shut down completely. They have tabled that now till Monday to see where they stand with that. And I spoke before the city council last night. I said,
excellent.
I have a roof being put on my house that is going to result in my closing for my house.
Did you mention it was an essential roof?
An essential roof. And it's funny because the chairman of the city council looked at me and said, well, we'd go along with that, sir, but not with that hair.
Mike, it's like to give you a clear indication, and this will give you a good reference point. 19.
I could tape my hair over my headphones, and that might look better.
Well, just put something sticky on your headphones, like some two-sided tape.
There. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Stay
so
there.
It's all different degrees.
19 of the 21 metro stations are closed.
And yeah, I want to applaud Metro Rail because that, as I said on Facebook this morning, closing some of the metro stations is like having the fire department over and putting out some of a fire. Good job. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to shut it down, shut it down. All they're doing is a stronger case of what they did earlier. They're inconveniencing people to discourage them. If you're going to shut it down, shut it down.
Let me give you an optimistic point of view here, and I don't do that very often. I'm pretty honest with what we have to do and how we're screwing up and all the idiots. I do believe that cumulatively, that ultimately we are making a difference doing, you know, every little bit helps with this. Would it be something where we would have really gotten a handle on it if we had courageous leaders that shut everything down maybe 2 weeks ago? Yeah, that would have made a difference. But unless we have that, I think even what we're doing has to be making some sort of difference. Carla woke me up today with the first bit of news they had that a 10-year-old boy contracted the virus here in Lee County, Florida, which, you know, that speaks to kids out playing, like Rob said, with all that. It's just, now it's kind of a waiting game to see where we are.
It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating, the waiting game. The good news is, though, there is good news, is that with the advent of modern technology, Caleb has been virtually at my house even more than before the coronavirus because he is always FaceTiming with Julia. I can have contact with Caleb anytime I want. Fan-flippin-tastic.
I know you're
Mr.
a fan.
Spiewak.
I know you're a fan. That is is wonderful.
Although they're apart, which is good.
How are you, Zabalius, is getting along during this this time? You're working together and you're living together.
Yes.
What's
and
it like?
Playing
I mean,
together.
It's crazy. You're not socializing with anybody. You know, going out to
by
see
design,
people.
By design. Yep. It's. I got to be honest with you. I know that we joke a lot with Shannon and we go back and forth about seeing each other all the time. I'm lucky to have her. It's really strange that we both have this kind of mindset that we can't hang out with anybody else because we have to be respectful of this social distancing. Mm-hmm. And we also are trying to run a portion of this business and be respectful to everybody else.
Right.
So it's imperative that we stay as healthy as possible and take as many steps as possible. I was saying before the show, like we put on we've put on rubber gloves so many times that I have no moisture left in my hands that they're starting to crack. It's nuts.
But you get along. You like being around each other. I have the same feeling with my family down here with Carla and Michael. We haven't gone. Look, there's tension. There's snapping at one another.
There's a lot of snapping.
It happens. There's a lot of snapping
turtles.
But,
a lot of snapping
but in
turtles.
In general,
it's like West Side Story. There's so much snapping.
My heart goes out to people that might really not enjoy spending time alone. With their significant others
if you
or their
hate
family
them,
members.
You know now.
You know. You know. And I think that, you know, I hope that everybody does okay with it. You know, we do. Carla and I have always been really good at going to our own corners within the house. So at a certain
That's
point.
That's the secret, man. Time apart.
If she wants to watch her Biggest Loser and I want to watch, and last night we find it's really fun for Carla and myself when we get a television show that we share. Because it just doesn't happen that often. She has different interests than I do. And we got one last night. I'll tell you about it when we do our first break here, because I want to talk about it, because I hope some of you guys have seen it.
Carrie said she wanted to watch The Biggest Loser and then just stared at me.
All right, I hate to ask this because you never know what answer you get. What's going on in your house? What is going on with
Julia?
Julia has started. Excuse me. I'm not talking about Julia.
Right.
I'm not talking about Robert. I'm not talking about the kids. I am talking about you and your wonderful marriage.
Yes.
How is it going with you and your bride? Now that you're having so much togetherness, you haven't been in the house for this much time in a long time.
Forever. And you know what's great is you might not be familiar with my home. It has three levels. And there is a basement level, and there is a main level, and then there is an upstairs level. And I tend to spend
a lot
of time.
Where are you now? In the basement?
In the basement. That's where my studio
is. I can tell you're in your room. Look at that. Look at that tribute to you. That's Elvis.
A tribute to you.
It's really not a tribute to me. It's a tribute to things I enjoy.
Camera wise, and as Oscar said, this is a good Facebook day. Are you camera wise able to show some of the photographs that you have?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. I didn't know Elvis is... I mean, Elvis is your man. I mean, that's incredible.
I'm going to have to step away for a second because I need to get a little more cord here. So give me a second, okay?
No worries.
All right. I see Jerry Lewis.
Mike.
Yes.
Is there he probably has some sort of fastidious rule that there's got to be less than half an inch between all his frames, right?
Yeah. I would imagine there's an anal factor there with that. All right.
I'll look at
look at those notes.
Notes. Let's read the notes.
I hate him. I see Barney Fife.
It said computer password. Password.
What are those buttons? What are those buttons?
Those are all classic Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon buttons on my bulletin board. I have a huge bulletin board.
The greatest bumper sticker, Rob, in the history of radio stations. That is WAVA's power. I love that bumper sticker.
And you know what, Mike? I believe on the back of it, you've autographed it. It goes back that far. And it's a real autograph, not one that I did.
I love that logo. That logo absolutely screamed that was a top 40 radio station.
It makes me very happy. Up there, we have there's Pee Wee Herman. Chuck Barris autographed. And then that I'm very proud of. That is actually me with Jerry Lewis when I covered a press conference for Damn Yankees. You guys made me wear a beret, and yet I still post the picture. Autographed picture of Jerry Lewis. And that up in the corner, that is Big Daddy's professionally posed bowling headshot from when he was a pro bowler in the 1950s.
Cool. Hey, there's your college diploma.
There you are.
Rob's a college graduate. Look at that.
There you go. And then below that is Carrie's diploma. That's the anthurium flower that Julia gave me for my birthday. Mm. And then there's what's left of the Crown Royal from last Friday's show. Over here, a picture. Let's see, up top. I've got to watch the camera there. That is an immemorial picture for Mel Blanc, the voice of all the Warner Brothers characters.
Is it autographed?
No, it's not, because he was dead. It says Mel Blanc, 1908 to 1989, and all of the characters are speechless. My autograph of Don Knotts. That is one of the better things I stole from WNEW. It's a thank you plaque for WNEW. supporting the telethon.
Telethon. You got more Jerry.
I took it off the wall.
Who's the little kid?
The little kid, that's one of Jerry's kids.
Yeah.
Oh. Not his actual son. Kids.
They didn't find a cure.
Yeah, they never did. They never did. This is an old advertisement. Someday, Oscar. But we got other things on our mind
we can
now. This is an advertisement, and let's see, that's Big Daddy and Pat Crescenzi, his bowling partner.
Oh, wow.
Who's the Big Daddy, on the left or the right?
The one with less hair, the one with not the big black hair.
He was older then when he did that.
Yeah, well, that's 1962, so he was just about 50. He was almost 50 when he did that. There's Phil Spector, who a great record producer, unfortunately
murdered a woman.
Nicely,
you have a murderer on your wall.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? He's dressed as Santa Claus. I thought that softened it.
Yeah,
There's a big Elvis picture there. And then to the left of that is a lobby card for 13 Ghosts, the William Castle film. Below that is a lobby card for Jaws that has, what's his name, Murray Hamilton, the mayor, with his anchor jackets. Then my mantle, which you see behind me, has all my microphones on it, or the bulk of them, and the Elvis picture's above that. and then a thermometer. And then, oh, over the door are the Elvis plates, as you can see. They're collectible. I have more plates in the Elvis bathroom. If I had a longer cable, we could perhaps look at that someday. Or I could do a cell phone tour someday.
Yeah. Wow. Oh,
and then, let's see. Going in, so many wires! Going into the bulk of the room, if you look immediately to the side of those double doors, that's the framed picture of the Hindenburg, or the framed piece of the Hindenburg. And then above that is a picture of Paul McCartney that Julia drew for me. And then, of course, I don't have them lit up right now, but my electric Elvis letters above the window that do spell out Elvis. Then if we look there, there's my entertainment center.
Nice.
Way, way over there. All that stuff on top are individual pieces of Elvis memorabilia that I've been collecting for years. And then,
so Elvis is the biggest... the biggest presence in your cave, right?
That and loneliness, yes.
Loneliness, yeah. All right.
But we can look at more later if you. But someday I must show you the Elvis bathroom. That's perhaps the best.
That's very. I enjoyed that. That was wonderful.
And there's more to see, and we can do more later. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared for it. I hope I didn't disappoint.
No, but that was good. That was good. And yeah, the microphones are amazing. How much do you think you've invested in those microphones?
Several thousands of dollars, but they're worth much more now. I got on the microphone train right before they really started to appreciate, and so I could get one and have it restored. And now it would be really impractical to try to buy it. That the one in the middle, that big RCA microphone.
Yeah, the one right near Elvis's frets.
Yeah, that is thousands and thousands of dollars. And even the bass, that's an original bass from RCA in the 40s. That's worth a couple $100, just the piece of metal, the bass. So I got lucky with those. And the kids already know which ones they want when I die. They're going to sell so fast.
All right, very good. Yeah, that's cool. That was a cool little thing. And for all of you that saw that or are listening to this tour of Rob's cave, I think it's pretty obvious that he checks his ego at the door. It's certainly not all about him. Let's start the show. Absolutely.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
And he attacks me. He rips my side view mirror off. One of the loonies.
Did you get his name?
Babowski. Bill Babowski.
Hey, I know that guy. They call him BB.
You know the son of a bitch?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he works for Bagel.
He sells aluminum siding?
Same as us.
I don't believe it.
Of all the people that could run into me, it has to be another Tin Man.
How come I don't know him?
Ah, come on. You must have seen him. He hangs out with that group, you know, with Cheese.
I don't know the guy.
Come on. Well, when we were up at the corral, he was there one night, you know, when we were all there. You know, he's a good dancer.
You must know. You must have seen him.
I don't know the guy.
I can't believe he didn't know the guy.
He seems to be indicating that he doesn't know him.
I don't know the guy, all right?
All right.
Okay. All right, Gil?
I don't know the guy.
He's a good dancer. What do you want me to do, date him? I don't give a shit if he's a good dancer.
Well, I thought you saw the guy. I tell you, I was amazed. This guy does a merengue. Whoa, I'm telling you. If I was a girl, I'd be really impressed.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. When I get a hold of this guy, I'm going to break both his legs, and then he won't dance the merengue too good. Son of a bitch. Back's right. Look at the nose on my car. Take a look at that.
Holy mackerel.
Look at that, Johnson.
That was a beautiful car.
Let me ask you something. You watch Ed Sullivan, right? Which act do you like better, the guy who spins the plates, or do you like the guy with the hand puppets?
Senor Wences.
Right, Senor Wences.
I love this guy. Senor Wences.
He's good.
He's the best.
I mean, that's good comedy.
He's better than the guy who spins the plates.
Of course he's better than the guy. No, this guy, plus he's got no overhead. The man's got a hand, a chalk, and a box.
A little lipstick.
And that's it. Every once in a while he puts a little wig on it.
Hello, sir. For the keys, all right?
I love him. I love the guy.
I'm going to tell you something.
This
Bonanza is not an accurate depiction of the West. That's all I'm saying.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to all of our good friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show. And we're here for you, David Bowie. Sharon, Kansas, Sherman Oaks, California, Lake Mary, Florida, Warren, Massachusetts, Oakland, Iowa, Houma, Louisiana. Hang in there, Louisiana. You're going
Louisiana.
Through it. That's one of the tough states dealing with this corona thing. The show today brought to you by Liquid IV. Everyone's talking about Liquid IV's hydration multiplier, and I know you know how much I love it, but I want to tell you about their latest product, Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Just mix it in water and drink it up. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier tastes delicious and provides a lasting energy boost throughout the day. Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue. This gives you the fatigue-fighting lift you'd get from a couple of cups of coffee, but without the crash. Plus, it contains a mixture of teas and herbs that are high in antioxidants that help improve mood and focus. What's not to love? It's a great all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. I love Liquid IV. I love the taste, and I know you will too. Get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to get right into my TV recommendation because
yeah,
I know
I'm
we're
excited.
All binging and I'm going through movies and I'm trying to give people insights into a new program. Netflix has been, at least on my little TV screen, promoting the hell out of this, and it's the TV series about the tiger guy, the guy that that
I've been
keeps
hearing
the tigers.
All about this. I was going to watch it today.
Ooh la la! You
oh wow!
There, if you are a fan of white trash at its absolute finest, and you know,
cats.
I have flirted with the white trash lifestyle for most of my adult life.
Right.
I was raised in a rather decent, upstanding New England family that fancied themselves somewhat elite. And then from almost 18 on, I have struggled to break free of that
classiness.
Well,
that's how that's how you rebelled.
Yes, I enjoyed during that. Let me tell you some of the stuff I've liked. First of all, friends of mine, I have had probably more white trash friends than anybody on this show over
sure.
the years. I like cigarette boats. Okay, I've been on many cigarette boats. I like that. There was
what
a good
defines
portion
a cigarette
of-
boat.
A cigarette boat is a speed boat.
It's just
super
like a super fast boat, right? Yeah, why
well,
are they called a cigarette
brand
boat?
Of, there's a brand because they're long and lean like a cigarette.
You see, I never knew.
Come on now. Get it?
Get it
gone. By the way, look up the real title of this TV show on Netflix. It's the guy that owns tigers that tried to kill a lady. So this boat.
That should be
see,
the name
white
of
trash.
It.
I bought my bar in Manassas, Virginia. All right, the
That's
biggest
right.
celebrity that people went out of their minds about at my bar that ever walked through the door that practically stopped the town was a NASCAR
Tiger
driver.
Tiger King.
Yes.
This show, my daughter Elizabeth, God bless her, who is up in the great state of Maryland right now, and she is sheltering in place with her beau, they're doing very, very well. Her boyfriend Connor, who I'm very, very fond of, and I'm saying this right now, that she gave me the tip on You, the Netflix series.
Yeah.
I think it's You, or it might have been. I get them all confused.
The
streaming
one?
Services don't.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
the Stalker
a good
one.
Yeah.
That's a great, great series. And Elizabeth turned me on to that one. This, The Tiger King. I'm on episode. I think I finished episode 2. I don't think we got to episode 3. I looked over at my wife. I said, This is like 10 shows in one. This is just, this never stops giving. You could just have the one guy. I'm going to give one spoiler. So if you don't want to hear the spoiler, turn it down right now. But there's a guy that comes on at the beginning of this docuseries.
Right.
And he says, everybody that owns exotic animals is a little out there. But he says, people that own big cats are pieces of shit. And there is nothing that will dissuade you from that statement for the very beginning. And what also the real reason Elizabeth called me and told me about this is that there is a critter place down south of Naples in Florida that we have stopped by. I've talked about it on the show. This place that where the guy keeps snakes, and he fed a snake when we went down there, a giant anaconda. And you see this guy at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
Because one of the principals in this show is from Tampa, Florida, and they buy the exotic animal
Hold
trade.
It, there's white trash, and it's set where?
It's not all. It's in Oklahoma. But there are there's a Miami connection. There's a Tampa
connection. Florida
they're
is down, well Florida. Represented.
Well, Gatorama. Yes. Wasn't it Gatorama we went to? We did the field
private
trip?
Zoo. Yes,
exactly.
Private zoos.
Yeah.
It's about private zoos. It is. Absolutely. I mean, it's got bad teeth. It's got gay love triangles. It's riveting. I rarely do I sit down and watch a television series that's not a written drama where I'm not talking. I'm just sitting there with my mouth agape watching the story of these people that are so out there, so spectacularly out there. It's and the Tiger King is just the tip of the iceberg. They got a guy in Myrtle Beach that's going to curl your hair, and that story starts to grow hair, pardon the pun.
Wow.
Then they got the lady who's the animal rights lady who's supposed to be, in the first episode, the great white knight of this that's supposed to be. And then they do the deep dive on her, and that grows hair, too. It's
everybody's flawed, Mike. Everyone is flawed. But I guess your attention must be drawn to the zookeepers.
Zookeepers are exciting. You know, haven't we all? Look, you guys, I took you guys to that little gator park, and probably most Americans have at one time or another in their lives visited a privately owned, like, petting zoo or a zoo or some kind. And it borders on that whole carny lifestyle type of thing.
They have one out here in Leesburg that is like a pet-a-pet farm.
The one? Is that Great Falls or Leesburg?
Well, you know what?
Didn't they have one in Great Falls, Virginia back in the day?
Yeah, it was like on the Sterling, Tyson's, Great Falls border. And it was a private zoo that really looked like it was a waiting game for exotic dining because they all looked like they were about to die.
It is something to behold. And as far as with all the news that we're watching lately, if you want some escapist fun just to get away, the Tiger King. And I looked at it, and it was so white trashy when I looked at it that I said, oh, I'm not sure I want to dive into this. It's just like,
I didn't think
so
it was real.
Sorted.
Apparently it's real.
Oh, it's so, it'll blow your mind open. It'll blow your mind that these people with these lifestyles that they have, you know, all around these cute, cuddly little cats that
kitty.
Well, it's all. By the way, here's another spoiler alert. Turn it down. It's all fine until somebody loses an arm. But you know, it's just
you hate to see that, don't you?
well, here's all right. Now I'm going to get a lot of people to watch it. Well, you do see that. Just.
Can't wait.
I wonder when I watch a docuseries like this, one of the things that makes it work is that I believe a lot of these people have produced their own television. So there's a lot of that available where in the case of the Tiger King guy, Joe Exotic, which is his name, they have a camera crew that records
that
everything.
That must not be his real name, though.
Oh, it's so
funny. It's Joseph Maldonado Passage. I'm looking him up.
It's amazing.
It's Joe Passage, Mike.
Joe Passage, Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. Changed his name. And so check it out if you want to see something truly fun.
Tiger King.
The Tiger King on Netflix. You can thank me later because if you're looking to get away from this crazy world we live in and you're at home sheltering in place, turn it on. My recommendation to
you. Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, well, Elizabeth. I appreciate it.
Remember what I've always said. I felt sorry for the man who had the virus until I met the man who had no arm.
Lady, I think.
Whatever.
Hard to tell. It is. I'm thinking now. I saw it last night, and I'm trying to reflect on it. I'm like, oh. Think it's a girl. Pretty sure it's a girl. All right. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the Xbox One.
Oh, I'm in.
Video system.
I'm in.
Good.
I've gotten, you know, all hands on deck trying to distract a six-year-old. I've gotten into gaming, and thanks, Amazon. Thanks, Amazon, for owning me yesterday. Dear. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. Yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me. So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
Thank you, Bob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore.
No.
Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you. I'm about to, as a matter of fact, after this show's over, I will be going to my computer to make my Harry's order because I'm running low on the body wash. I'm out of the face wash. I need two more tubes of the shave gel. But you know what I don't need? I don't need any more razors because they are so durable.
They last forever.
They ship them directly to you. Join 10 million The 10 million people who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality at a fair price, just $2 per blade. They make their blades in their German factory that's been honing precision blades for a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, and now more than ever, don't we need that? Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razors. It's fantastic. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Programming note, we will get to the Xbox thing, but I'd like to get Rob in here with his nostalgia corner because he worked hard on it, and if I don't do it right now, I'm going to forget it, and we need the time for it. So if you are prepared to do your nostalgia corner, I didn't mean to give you that little curveball, but let's do that. I'm ready for that right now.
Mike, you were talking about how Tiger King was escapist. This is another movie that is absolutely escapist and one of my all-time favorite films. And if you want to check out and not worry about the virus for about 2.5 hours, go ahead and stream the movie Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest.
Cary Grant, right?
Yes, exactly. It's from 1959. The AFI ranks it at number 55 of the 100 greatest movies of all time. But I want to tell you about the cast. Is Cary Grant, who is, of course, one of the greatest motion picture stars of all time. Eva Marie Saint. I'm sorry?
I was just doing my Cary Grant impression.
Well, you got a good impression coming up, too, because after we talk about Eva Marie Saint, who plays, she was in On the Waterfront, which I know is a movie you love. James Mason is also in this movie.
Norton. I can't go bowling with you. I don't understand.
But this is this the movie with the plane that chases him?
Yes, there's many, many great vignette-type scenes throughout the movie that stitch it together. But what you don't think about it, this movie, of all of Hitchcock's film, it's fun. It's funny. A lot of movie critics say it's like the first James Bond film because it has colorful settings, secret agents, a sinister, sexy leading lady, a lot of double crossings type stuff. This really does have a lot of the stuff that would eventually become normal stuff in James Bond movies. However, it is Hitchcockian in the way that we've got a sexy blonde that's causing trouble. We've got a guy. One of Hitchcock's biggest themes is the wrong man. Somebody in a situation that they shouldn't be just because they're the wrong person. Now, the plot, I can tell you in one sentence, but it doesn't tell you anything about what happens, is that a New York City advertising executive goes on the run after being mistaken for a government agent by a group of foreign spies. And it's so frustrating because the reason he gets mistaken for this guy, and this is not a spoiler alert, this is in the first couple minutes of the movie. The spies are trying to page this agent in a bar, right? And so the guy's going around saying,
trying to page him?
Yeah, like, you know, in the old days, if you had a phone call, a guy would come into a bar and just ask for your name. He'd go around. Right. Like, if you were to buy that, Mike O'Mara, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, they would. They would, yeah.
So this page goes through the bar and he's going, George Kaplan, George Kaplan. But Cary Grant needs to make a phone call. So when the kid yells George Kaplan, he goes, boy, because he needs to make a phone call. And that's why they think he's George Kaplan. That puts the entire movie in motion.
Oh, so the misidentification of the guy, totally innocently.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I like that. That's cool. Right, you're selling it. You're selling it now.
And one of these great things is that there's really, Hitchcock didn't like doing a lot of location shooting. He was a guy that loved to have the control of a soundstage, but he did some great location shooting here. He's in New York in here. He's in Chicago. He's in the Midwest in a cornfield. Amazing shot there where he's chased by a crop dusting biplane in a cornfield that'll have your hair on end. And also, at the end, he's being chased across the faces of Mount Rushmore. The president's face is up on the mountain. It is so cool. I mean, that they're able to do that whole scene. And I mean, you never think of, like, what do the backs of those heads look like? Well, you see it because he's being chased all around Mount Rushmore.
Now does it hold up when you see something like that? Because I would think doing a scene like that, it would be like CGI in modern film, but they do it.
He did some location stuff. As a matter of fact, he couldn't get a permit to shoot at the United Nations in New York. So he used a hidden camera and just did it anyway. Mm. And if you watch really carefully, you see people that are actual New Yorkers like looking and saying, hey, that's Cary Grant.
Because they just, oh, that's cool.
But most of the sets are practical. Some of them do look a little soundstagey, but not CGI because they didn't have that technology. There's a scene in a forest where he brought in like 500 actual pine trees to a studio lot to build a forest because it was easier for him to shoot in a studio setting. And of course, he had a lot of money in which to do it. So as I said, he's on the run. And this is the scene where he is first approached. He's kidnapped, brought into a mansion that he's never seen before. And talk about powerhouse acting. This is a scene with Cary Grant, James Mason, an Academy Award winner, Martin Landau, who's really young in this movie, but plays a henchman. And this is him trying to convey the fact that he is not George Kaplan.
Not what I expected. A little taller. A little more polished than the others.
Oh, I'm so glad you're pleased, Mr. Townsend.
But I'm afraid just as obvious.
And what the devil is all this about? Why was I brought here?
Games? Must we?
Not that I mind a slight case of abduction now and then, but I have tickets for the theater this evening, to a show I was looking forward to. And I get, well, kind of unreasonable about things like that.
With such expert play acting, you make this very room a theater.
He's a well-tailored one, isn't he?
My secretary is a great admirer of your methods, Mr. Kaplan.
Wait. Did you call me Kaplan?
Oh, I know you're a man of many names, but I'm perfectly willing to accept your current choice.
I don't suppose it would do any good to show you a wallet full of identification cards, driver's license, things like that.
They provide you with such good ones.
It's 1959, and there's a lot of sexual tension in the movie between him and Eva Marie Saint. And there's also some pretty great symbolism when they are making love on the train going into the tunnel. You don't have to be Freud to figure out what's going on. But the
is
one
she
thing
the only woman in the movie?
Yeah. She's a classic Hitchcock blonde. Just, you know, beautiful and put together.
Isn't she a famous mom, too? Isn't she the mother of...
No, you're thinking of Tippi Hedren. That's Melanie Griffith's mom. And she was
in
The Birds.
Gwyneth Paltrow's... That's Blythe Danner. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Standards and practices with all that sexuality that's going on between Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint, the only thing they were worried about is the fact that Martin Landau played his character very effeminately, and it's implied that he is James Mason's associate and lover. And they really had to walk the line to make that okay because it wasn't accepted then. So it's fun to watch the little things they do, the subtleties they do to make Martin Landau. And he talked about it later in life that he had a good time playing gay without getting caught by standards and practices. But as you go back to the other sexuality of the movie, the relationship and the friction and the sparks between Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint, this is a great scene they have on the train. He's on the run. He hides on a train. She spots him, and they have this scene at dinner.
I know. I look vaguely familiar.
Yes.
You feel you've seen me somewhere before?
Mm-hmm.
Funny how I have that effect on people. It's something about my face.
It's a nice face.
Hmm. You think so?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't.
Oh, you're that type.
What type?
Honest.
Not really.
Good, because honest women frighten me.
Why?
I don't know. Somehow they seem to put me at a disadvantage.
Because you're not honest with them?
Exactly.
Like that business about the 7 parking tickets?
What I mean is, the moment I meet an attractive woman, I have to start pretending I've no desire to make love to her.
What makes you think you have to conceal it?
She might find the idea objectionable.
Then again, she might not.
Yeah, she might not. She might not. Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, there are so many amazing scenes in this film.
He's a whore. She's a whore. They're all whores.
So slow moving, right? The pacing? Was it just the
maybe
the
dialogue is a little slow because I think they're letting it sort of settle.
Get to it already. Jesus.
When you watch this movie, you will not be worried about the pacing. Between the crop dusting scene, the Mount Rushmore pursuit, there is an...
Look at Oscar. How you doing over there?
That was white noise to me, Mike. White noise.
Yeah, you know, white woman, white girl, white noise. It's all white to him. There is one of the greatest drunk driving scenes in this that they do some camera effects that'll just blow your mind, and you can't believe that it's almost 70 years ago. The way they shot this drunk driving scene, you will love it. The plot is best described as relentless. There are so many twists and turns. Oscar, it moves fast even for you. I can compare it to a mother movie I love like The Sting. Even if you lose your place in the plot, and you might because it deserves multiple viewings, you will still be entertained even if you don't know what's going on. The frustration of him being pursued for nothing that he did wrong, it breeds a tension that really has you invested in the plot, but there's also great comedy in it. There's an auction scene. He has to get out of a building, so he goes into an auction and starts bidding incorrectly. And the way they handle it, so he can get escorted out because he's causing trouble at the auction. Cary Grant plays comedy like no one else. The auction scene is great. But things suck right now, and this is a great film to escape. I put it up there on the same level as Knives Out. If you want to escape for 2 hours, a little more than 2 hours, watch this movie, North by Northwest. And by request...
I never have, by the way. I've never
done it. Oh, Mike, you need to watch it.
All right.
You can stream it on YouTube, Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play, or Vudu. It's available on all platforms, and it's a beautiful, fun film, North by Northwest.
There you go.
All right,
I'll watch it this weekend because I can't watch it today.
No.
We have another thing on the docket, PT-109. My son and I will be watching with Cliff Robertson.
Film.
Great movie. Yep, wonderful movie. And my old man, my dad, actually met him in the South Pacific, John F. Kennedy.
That's when he was
on that PT boat. We're going to take a break, and we will come back, and I will try to get an explanation as to why I had to send back my kids' pirate game yesterday, causing much consternation. Is that a word? Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, it's Mike. Just a quick promo. No silly voice, no goofy content, just a sincere note. Things are scary right now, and with no immediate end in sight, we all have to do what we can to maintain normalcy. That said, the entire TMOS staff is going to continue to give you new shows every day as we all weather COVID-19. Hopefully we can be a daily escape for you, even if it's just for an hour or so. So, we hope you turn to us for a laugh or two. Even though the show is socially distanced in Florida, D.C., Leesburg, and Fairfax, the only location you need to think about is MikeOMaraShow.com. Certified 100% virus-free. Hopefully, we can all stick together while staying apart. So tune in and maybe tell a friend. We'll get through this because shtick beats sick. Right. Wash your hands, keep your distance, and know that we appreciate you. And thank you. Thank you, Mike. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness. My wife and I do.
Sure.
Along with a few other things, especially when we're quarantined in the same home. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side to your sleep number setting so it's just right for both of you. Proper sleep strengthens immunity, increases the ability to focus, sharpens cognitive function, and improves emotional well-being, and we need that now more than ever. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night, and with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping and gives you personalized insights for your best sleep. Boom. It's that easy. My sleep number setting is a 90. Carla's is 65. And we love it. Discover smart, effortless comfort with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. This is not just a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Shop now and save up to $900 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store. Just visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find out all about it. Quit losing sleep. Shop from home. Sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so there's a pirate game that I order for my kid. It's called, Pirate Thieves or something like that. And I order it on Amazon.
Yes.
And
age appropriate for him?
I don't know. I hope so.
Open up to a larger suite.
It's kind of cartoony.
Did it have a T or an A on it?
I don't know.
Or both.
But so I order it, and he's like, when's it going to get here? 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 It finally arrives, and he's holding the envelope. I said, bring it over to me, and he brings it in. Yeah. Well, I don't feel anything in it. And then I open it up, and it's just a piece of cardboard with the logo on and like a code on the back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's bullshit.
Digital download.
Sure.
That's the way now. If it was a digital download, why did I have to use the mail and get my COVID-19 hands all over it?
That's true, though. That's
and then very I put true. I put the 25-number code into the Xbox. Yes.
And when you do that, do you have to navigate the keyboard with the joystick? Right? And it's impossible.
The amazingly modern technology where you have to go 3.
If you mess that up, it's over.
Jesus Christ. So I'm sitting there doing that. Then the download begins.
Yeah.
The 25-minute download.
Takes some time.
To download this on my Xbox. Then it says it's ready to go. And it's like play. And I hit play. And then I get a little green spinning thing, and it says, here's your $1.99 for your first month free, $9.99 a month after that. And I'm like, I want to play. I don't want anything online.
Oh.
I just want to play with him.
Oh, they want to make you subscribe.
You got to engage through Xbox Live.
Yep.
Okay.
So I can't play the game. I finally realize I can't use this piece of crap BS game without what? Getting out into the community and doing it that way?
Okay. Well,
what's the deal?
They just cheated us. Take a step back here. For years, I've been
he didn't get out of the cock a duty car.
For years, I've been asking Mike to play online.
Yes.
With your friends in
never
Vietnam.
Will. Never will.
He said
will.
He can't do it. He won't do it. He won't ever do it.
No, so, I'll get gonorrhea if I do that.
There's a lot of...
I hate gonorrhea.
There's a lot of backstory to what the way Mike is feeling for any new listeners where... You just don't want to. You don't want to interact online. You don't want your son. I could see why to
precisely
interact online.
Of course. Yes. Take a little disc.
Yeah.
Want to put it in a machine. Want to download it into my computer. Get which by the way is another thing. Why can't you just spin it like a video game? You know, but anyway, you know what I mean. But no, you got to wait. Well, it's like and they take years to upload. And I know they've got a lot of stuff in there. But that's what I want to do. I don't want to connect with anyone or anything. I certainly don't want to spend $29 for a video game and then have to sign up for something that's maybe free for a month and then $9.99 or $14.99 a month.
You gotta go gold
for
Mike.
The rest of your life.
You
for the rest
gold.
Of your life.
Mm-hmm. So what is the deal?
Okay, so
I can't play this game, right?
Well, no. I guess my experience with this is that a lot of these games make you at least get basically hop online on your Xbox Live account. I've never actually interacted with the idea of not wanting to get online because I would want all my updates to come through. So I've never been in a position like you are right now where you refuse to become an Xbox Live. I've been an Xbox Live member for, I would say, almost over a decade.
That's fantastic.
And I'm not thinking I'm proud of, but I was playing online
did
before
they send
playing
your,
online was
they even, send you a plaque for
even
that?
Something that was viable.
I'm playing Far Cry. I don't have to interact with anybody else. I'm killing bad religious zealots all day long, you know?
What's tough is that's the
BRZs.
Even the sports games. If you want the latest, like if you're playing FIFA, you want the latest lineups. When people were playing sports,
I don't.
You'd always have to log in with an Xbox Live account for all the latest news. So
I have to pay $14.99 or $9.99 with that?
You don't. There's got to be a workaround, Mike. But I would be lying to you by giving you instructions on how to do it because I've never actually thought about it because you just log online.
Just as well. Already sent it back.
You sent it back.
Yeah, sent it back.
No,
give me my money
you.
Back. Thank
no,
you.
Thank you.
No, I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for a little. He's 6 years old. I want to put a machine in.
But you're sending back the cardboard card that you've already taken the number from. It's like sending back an empty box of food.
Yes.
You've already eaten the food.
Yes.
Will they give him a refund? I don't think they will because he's already cashed it in.
They said they would already.
It's been processed already. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, what was that scene where the guy came back?
You've eaten most of it already.
This was not the best video game I've ever had.
And the sign says,
did they teach you that here?
Amazon?
You know, I usually buy Amazon games for Xbox One with no problem and have great service. This Xbox game threatened me with violence. Used profanity and threatened me with violence. Is there a problem here, Brad? So anyway. But I mean, I got him the Lego game the other day. And
you didn't have a problem.
And added that. We didn't have to get
into some
live
thing. Was that a tangible disc?
Maybe.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Maybe
too.
The games that are youth or everyone, E for everyone. That's what it would be. E for everyone. Don't make you do that. And maybe this game was a little higher on that power ranking.
Obviously, you don't
know
because you're a subscriber.
Yes.
Please, in our community, let me know what games are good that I just put in the machine, that I don't have to get online to do any of this. I just want, and I certainly don't want to pop for another $10 for a game I'm never going to play.
You're
going to
forget about it too, and then just move on with your life. Yeah.
Let me offer you a piece of advice, Mike. Get the child a deck of cards. Years and years.
Lame.
Okay. No, cards are great.
All right, Professor Backwards. We're not going to do that either. All right. Thank you very much. Not going to happen. We're going to take a break when we come back. All the Corona news that's fit to print for you coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. What's down the street?
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
All right, this is an ad for our TMOS shopping center.
Okay, good.
And give me the meter of the first line. There once was a shopping center that all the listeners loved to enter. They saved so much dough that, wouldn't you know, they went to owner from renter.
Ah!
Walmart, Macy's, or Target. Wonderful choices to market. And every spent dollar makes Oscar say holler, so click on their sites and park it.
There you go.
It doesn't cost you anything more, and you can stay away from the store. Shopping online keeps your health fine, and if you don't, you're probably a whore. It's the third time we've said whore on the show today. So click on the shopping banner on our site in a timely manner. Because with your permission, there's a tiny commission for Mike, Rob, and Oscar Santana.
I'll take it.
Well done, Rob. So buy now and do not tarry. Do we need your help? Yes, very. Spend your cash with great pride, and soon we can all ride the oldest ferry in Glastonbury. The TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out. That's the point.
News.
Glastonbury. You like the oldest ferry in Glastonbury, right?
Mike, we worked backwards from there.
That's very exciting. Hey, that's the way to do it, kid. You want to know how that works. Prince Charles is in isolation in Scotland after testing positive for the coronavirus. He is 71. His 93-year-old mother, Queen Elizabeth, remains in good health. Of course she does, because she will never die of anything.
Well, did you see what Kimmel said last night? said for 100 years she's been wearing gloves and staying away from people. She's been preparing for this for her whole life.
That's true. Oh, my God. It's not known how Charles contracted the virus. He started showing symptoms last weekend, which means he could have been contagious when he saw his mother on March 12th. Mm. NBA star Carl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves says his mother has been placed in a medically induced coma due to the virus. And one last sad note, the coronavirus has claimed the life of Chef Floyd Cardoz, who won season 3 of Top Chef Masters in 2011. He was only 59. This virus reaching out and dealing with a lot of very sad situations. You know, I think with all the talk of it and all the analysis and the statistics, we forget the human toll that's out there. There are people truly, truly suffering. They were co-stars on the first few seasons of Lost, but that is stopping Maggie Grace from going after Evangeline Lilly for refusing to quarantine, especially since their fellow co-star Daniel Dae Kim contracted the coronavirus. In a reply to Evangeline's post in her later comments about choosing freedom over life, Maggie said, quote, "Sure, it's a free country, but how about choosing to exercise some of that wonderful freedom to have some compassion? Trust the extensive science here and not overwhelm the health system." She added, quote, your kids will be fine without gymnastics, I promise. Be well. P.S. Daniel said he's doing a lot better, by the way. I don't know. Maybe you guys want to chat. That's a little heavy right there. Yeah, good for her. Yeah. Bindi Irwin. This makes me feel old. Remember little Bindi Irwin with Steve Irwin on the Crocodile?
Oh, my God. Yeah, when she was little, she looked so much like Julia. I always thought they looked alike.
I got a little verklempt reading this. This was just because there's so many people that are dealing with this right now. She went ahead with her wedding yesterday. She just didn't have any guests, and she wanted to get married, and she wanted to go through with it. Bindi says, quote, "This was a very difficult decision, but important to keep everyone safe. We wish all of our friends and family could have been there with us. However, it's lovely that we will be able to share photos and videos." She and her fiance, Chandler Powell, got married in the Australia Zoo, where they just happened to live. Bindi's mom, Terry, helped her to get ready, and her brother Robert walked her down the aisle, and they lit a candle for their dad. They weren't the only ones there, though. There was also a camera crew. The wedding will air as a special on Animal Planet. I might just look in on that.
I'd watch that.
She was a cutie pie. What a cute family. Little kid she was.
And I love the fact that they live at the zoo, and you know, they really do have the nicest cage.
Never mind.
Are you a fan, Oscar?
Well,
Are you a fan of the
idea that that legacy is still alive all these years later blows my mind.
I love it.
Very, very cool. All right, here's some facts for you. Divorce rates are skyrocketing from couples who are stuck in quarantine together. Funny we were just talking about that.
Yep.
Some divorce attorneys say they've seen a 50% rise in calls from potential clients. So many people in New York City have been trying to adopt cats and dogs over these past few weeks that the shelters are running out. Well, that's a good problem.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm all right with that. Some narc in Illinois called the cops on an adult video store that was offering curbside pickup during the stay-at-home order.
Oh, it's called the
people
internet. What's wrong
people
with people?
People still go to it. That's just weird to me. The business was deemed non-essential, and the manager agreed to shut it down. That's interesting.
The grossest part is before the shutdown is you had to touch that beaded curtain to get through.
Oh, that's nasty. A 19-year-old woman in the UK is spending her time in quarantine calling her exes to see what went wrong.
I bet you there's a lot of that more, like if people be like, hey, what have you been up to?
She's also sharing the results. Funny. A guy in Spain disguised himself as a dog so he could leave his house without being fined. How Spanish of him. A guy in Mexico.
Perros.
Who was Perro. Hey. Don Perro, Don Gato. A guy in Mexico who was self-isolating attached a note and some money to his pet Chihuahua's collar and sent him to the store for Cheetos. And it actually worked. Wow.
That's great.
How the hell did that work? Wow. That might be a smart dog. Do you know how to spell quarantine? I've had trouble with it. It's one of those words the popular misspelling is quarantine. C-O-R-N-T-E-N. I got the T-E-E-N wrong. I was doing the T-E-E-N instead of the T-I-N-E, which is the proper way to do it.
Q-U-A-R-I. Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E.
Okay. I know this, that if Dick Clark was alive, he'd be the world's oldest quarantine teenager.
Hey, Dick Clark, everybody. A guy in the Maldives was arrested for leaving a resort to swim to another resort to get cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. A 75-year-old man shopping during the senior shopping
hours. Wait, how's he going to get the cigarettes back if he has to swim? They're going to be soaking wet.
Well, no, that's what Ziploc bags were invented for, you moron.
I don't know. Come it's on. Hard to them. I guess, I suppose. That's a flawed plan on many levels.
Thank you, Rob. A 75-year-old man shopping during the senior shopping hours at a Publix grocery store in Florida told a reporter, quote, "I only got what I need. I don't know what you need all that toilet paper for unless you have a really big butt." Tomorrow, can we have a toilet paper discussion,
please? Yes, of course.
Yeah, and we have also, you know, the hardware issue to discuss.
Yeah.
The hardware?
Bidets. Yes, bidets.
Oh, bidets, yeah. I mean,
and bidets accessories, Mike.
It's a strange world we live in. It's way too early to speculate when professional sports will be back or how each of them will handle their schedule and other logistical challenges, but MLB super agent and owners hate this guy, Scott Boras, says he sent the league a couple of proposals, one for a full 162-game season that would begin on June 1st, and another for a 144-game season that would start on July 1st. Both have the playoffs running through December instead of October, with a potential Game 6 of the World Series happening on Christmas Day.
On Christmas?
Oh, wow.
It'd be kind of interesting.
That would be cool.
You know, our world has been upended. We might as well reattach our world in a fun way.
Hell yeah.
Ho, ho, home run.
You see, he doesn't like he doesn't like sports.
He doesn't want anything messing with Christmas.
No, don't touch my Christmas.
The proposal has all the postseason games in the league's 8 domes and 3 Southern California stadiums. It's unclear where the World Series would be held. Of course, there are plenty of issues this would bring up, like how the previous 2 months would also have a lot of cold weather in some cities, and this would mean they'd probably have to push back the start of next season. For now, it seems more likely that MLB will do some sort of 81-game half season beginning sometime this summer, and I think that probably makes sense.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see, but right now, not a priority for people that don't have
Scott Boras.
Yeah,
Scott Boras. He wants to get paid.
He wants to get his moolah. Mm-hmm. And now a little something something. The police in Glenwood, West Virginia got a call on Tuesday night about a domestic incident, and when they showed up, a 38-year-old guy named Randall Lee Mays took off in his car.
Randall Lee!
Randall Lee Mays! They chased him as he drove to the Ohio River. Then he got out of the car, jumped in the river, and floated away on a log.
Like in a cartoon.
Yeah. They wound up fishing him out of the river about 3 miles away, and he was arrested during this quarantine. I've seen a few logs floating down the river, too.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Am I right, ladies? There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm talking small.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
We're living in unprecedented times where our way of life has changed. It's gotten to the point where you can't even find a roll of toilet paper at the supermarket. The best way to protect yourself is to do the following.
Hey, everybody, listen. Don't sneeze on people. Wash your hands. Wipe properly.
It's also important to laugh, and you can do that with TMOS. Live on Facebook as the show tapes and uploaded later in the day on YouTube. Show clips on Instagram and all your favorite shows on the TMOS app. Share them with a friend or a loved one today. Together, we'll get through this.
A health message from the Mike O'Mara Show to your family.
Now back to the Marathon 500.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. How y'all doing? Here's a recipe to beat the quarantine jitters. You can turn that music down. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Start with a few ounces of Mike in a tall glass and a few cubes of Oscar. A few dashes of Rob. Shake well and serve with a garnish of Matty in a pony-shaped glass. True refreshment action. Good for a Corona distraction. God knows you deserve it. Tomorrow, it's the return of the MOCP. That's the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party. 4 p.m. Eastern, people. Join us live and drink with us, won't you? Yeah. We'll provide the cocktail chatter plus your phone calls. 888-920-MORE. Don't be stupid now, all right?
Nah.
And hey, you P1s out there, you regulars, okay? Yeah, make a little room for everybody else to call in.
Step aside, right? Honey.
Yeah, that's for sure. We love talking to the same people every week, but we really don't. Anyway, after the regular show, we're going to do the bonus show and put it on the live video stream. So the fun continues for all. Anyone can watch the video stream live. This means you. But after that show, we're going to put that puppy behind the paywall.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir. So don't miss your big chance. Break out your best swizzle stick and join us 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. The O'Maras are going to be enjoying some Iguana Mia margaritas tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Hello. Mrs. O'Mara suggested that so Mr. O'Mara doesn't go crazy with red wine.
Do you recommend red wine? Because that's what I was going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't go as crazy as I do and yell at Oscar.
Okay, I won't. I will keep yelling to a minimum then, sir.
While you're cooped up in your house, please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 commercial-free uncensored bonus shows available to you. To you? For just pennies a day at MikeOmaraShow.com. Now would be a great time to subscribe. Just saying. It's your passport to the S-port. Copyright 2020 TMOS. The TMOS bonus show.
That's good booze.
Let's open up the audio ball
booze.
For today. This is March 26th.
Mike, new feature that I'd like to debut on the audio vault today. I call it Quarantunes.
Wasting away again in Quarantinaville.
That's all we needed.
Look at him. Look at him laugh. The first
Jimmy Buffett guy.
The first fucking sign of life in an entire show where I've been breaking my back, and he comes out of his slumber and laughs at that at the Steve Rivers crap.
Jimmy Buffett guy.
I think he liked.
Play it again for
it up.
Give it to him again. Give it all to right. him again.
Wasting away again in Quarantinaville.
A fist pump indeed.
Yeah.
Let's give him another lyric.
Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
God, what lazy lyrics. Feels like I'm locked in a vault. Yeah, somersault.
Could have been better.
Stay tuned. Salt will be in the next lyric, right?
Stay tuned for future episodes when we return visit to Quarantunes. They will
okay,
be back.
Quarantunes. Yuck.
Ryan Reynolds was named by the Prime Minister of Canada as someone to look to for inspiration during these trying times. Ryan Reynolds handled it so perfectly. This is his response. I mean, he was really named like sort of heroic. They said, you know, he's out there, be like him, self-quarantine, everything. This was his reply to the Prime Minister. I'm sorry, hold on one sec. This was his reply to the Prime Minister.
I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course, first responders, people who work in essential services, ping pong players, mannequins. They're great. Childhood imaginary friends, like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home, practice social distancing, wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together.
I love him, and I think that he's actually taking a percentage of profits from aviation gin and distributing
to
unemployed bartenders. Yeah, I think that's so cool.
Didn't know that.
So great.
Good man.
Jake Tapper, you know, I think whenever you have a guest, whether it be on a television show or in your home, you should be polite, not embarrass them, probably.
Okay.
Well, when he was talking to Joe Biden yesterday and Joe Biden coughed, this is how Jake Tapper handled it.
This is on
CNN.
I have not talked to any individual. Excuse me.
You know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true. But fortunately, I'm alone in my home. But that's okay.
All right.
I agree. You're right.
You should just, it's kind of old school to do it with your hand. Do it into your elbow. You're supposed to do it.
Such an old man thing to say, but that's okay.
Tapper has balls.
He does. He does.
Tapper is not, does not, I mean, he is the
ballsy.
Grizzled veteran. He has the Mike Wallace gene, and I like that. He doesn't suffer anybody. And Joe, wake the F up. Yeah, but I know then, you're in your house.
Then he says, yeah, but that's okay. That's okay.
What's he doing?
All right. To set up the next tape, I want to take a step back. Do you remember on the Jerry Lewis telethon when they would roll the tote board and they'd do the timpani? Uh-huh. This is the music they'd play. I love it. And the song is called What the World Needs Now is Love,
the
Sweet Love.
Sweet Love, right.
By Burt Bacharach. So there's a student at the Berklee School of Music. No, this is cool. You're going to love it.
All right, okay. All right.
Emailed,
I said they were going to do it like for death totals or something.
No. They emailed, this one student emailed 74 other students at the Berklee School of Music. Now, Berklee doesn't have any slackers in it. And they all recorded portions of What the World Needs Now and emailed them back. This student mixed them into a mega mix. Mm. So this is 74 Berklee musicians doing What the World Needs Now. And I think this is pretty cool.
There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow.
There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine.
Go listen, Lord, if you want to know.
All right. No.
Pitchy.
I'm sorry.
It's pitchy.
Well, of course it's pitchy because they all recorded in separate places.
Well, too many singers. I thought they were going to be musicians.
Yeah, I thought they were going to
kill. And there are a few people doing cat screams there. There's too much, you know. By the way, you know.
All right,
come on
now. This will cleanse the palate, Mike.
Yuck. God. I know you like the mechanics of it. You like that he
I thought it was cool that 74
different
people.
But I mean, when you get everybody going, trying to sing over each other.
The open was great. The person with the mic, the best mic won.
All right, let's cleanse your palate, Mike. You thought Baby Shark was annoying. Well, I cannot do that.
Wash your hands. Do 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 do. Wash your hands. Do 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 do. Wash your hands. Do 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 do. Wash your hands.
That was 74 students from VCU singing that. So. We're all very excited. This is great because of your haircut. Pink got drunk. And Pink went on Instagram eating pretzels, Pink the singer, and talked about how she cut her own hair. And
this is
what she said.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking, but I've decided to make it a sport. And when I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas. And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why have I been paying people all this time? Look what I did. What do you think?
It looks horrible.
I'm gonna try to fix it. Tonight. What do you think? Stay safe. Stay home. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
Screw it. It's a little short on the sides.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? I might be cutting my own hair.
And we close with this, Mike. Mike, it's going on in Kentucky when a couple was denied service at a grocery store. All they wanted to do was buy 23 cases of Mountain Dew. That's all they wanted to do. And that's, by the way, 552 cans. And they were denied this ability to buy this Mountain Dew, and it wasn't going well with the clerk.
What a liar!
He's supposed to lose
his
mind over
such a liar.
It was a Mountain Dew.
I can
over some Mountain Dew.
I'm telling you, you're such a liar. You just told me just now that I can go outside and come back in and get the drink. That's what you just said. But that's what you just told me. She just told me.
I know.
Wow. You are so rude. I only say you have a job. You lied to us.
Folks, losing their minds up here for some Mountain Dew.
Mike, I actually watched the video, and in addition to the Mountain Dew, they were not buying a toothbrush. Just so as you know. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Be safe.
They had a thing over there called Mountain Dew Mouth.
That's right.
Mountain Dew Mouth where your teeth fall out.
You lied to me.
Boy. You know, I tell you, there's one guy in the Tiger King that I think he enjoys the Mountain Dew.
Likes a soda?
Yeah. Or meth. I don't know. One or the other. Watch that show. You'll enjoy it. We got to get out of here. Remember, tomorrow, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
4 p.m.
Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. If you want to come to our party, we're having a virtual cocktail party. all over the country. I wish to God that I could get all of you on a video screen to see all of you. I wish we had the technology, but we can't do that. But boy, oh boy, will we be taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, I'll bring the margaritas. You bring whatever libation you want to bring.
Nice.
And we will all be talking to each other, and that'll be 2.5 hours of fun. We do that starting at 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Matty Masiello, and Pony Boy Matthew Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
That's good booze.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note. And you know what? It would be a challenge to actually find someone who could sing worse than you.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
Pizza, pizza.